tonight. Turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. We will have testimony time tonight, so you might be thinking about what. Psalm 100. I went to a fellowship meeting last Thursday, and even the preachers, we had a testimony meeting. It was good. Testimony meetings are good if they're done right. By done right, I mean you got to get involved in it. Amen? So sit there and think about it. We already have somebody going first. But anyway, we ought to all be thankful. Amen? Psalm 100, verse 4. The Bible says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You again, Lord, for this wonderful time we can come and worship You and think of You. We thank You for our home, and we thank You for our church family. What a blessing You've given to us. The many blessings You've given to us. Lord, as we think about You tonight, as we contemplate You, help us, Lord, to count our blessings. Help us, Lord, to be a thankful people more than ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I've used this quote before, but Bob Jones Sr. once said, "The loveliest flower that blooms in the garden of the heart is the flower of gratitude. And when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, he is well nigh gone." Gratitude. Romans chapter 1, Brother Henderson read this Sunday, but the Bible says that those who had been given over to a reprobate mind, they were unthankful. Neither were they thankful. Because they were not thankful, God gave them up. A lot of sins committed today are a result of a lack of genuine gratitude of the heart. We genuinely need to sit down every once in a while and be still and think about God and think about what He's done for us. The many things He's blessed us with. We are by nature unthankful. I mean, we're by nature selfish. And therefore, it's hard for us in any time in life, whether it be young or we be old, it's hard for us to sit down and just say, "Lord, thank You." And just go through the list. "Lord, thank You for the things You've done for us." Again, we think about a story is told of a little boy. A lady gave a little boy a piece of cake. And he said, "Oh, thank you, ma'am." And she replied, "I like to hear little boys say thank you." And right away he said, "If you'll give me a piece of ice cream, I'll say it again." Amen. We live today in an ungrateful nation as a whole. But we as Christians, we ought to remember and be thankful. Be thankful. I remember as a kid, you didn't get nothing until you said thank you, right? Or if it was given to you and you didn't say thank you, it was taken back from you. Amen. We need to teach our kids and grandkids to say thank you. And have that grateful heart. And we as adults need to be good examples to our children and let them hear us say thank you when things are done. I even try with my kids when I tell them to do something. I don't always say it, but I even try to tell them when I say do this, I try to say when they're done, thank you. Amen? I mean, just being that example. How to have a thankful heart. A person can never be genuinely thankful until he recognizes that all that he has is the Lord. All that we have belongs to the Lord. Man, we're just administrators. We're stewards, the Bible says. And we simply have been given these things to the Lord, and we're being good, hopefully good stewards of those things, managing what God has given us. But everything we have belongs to God. Whether it's our jobs, our homes, even the kids He's given us, grandkids, whatever it is, God has given us those things. And those lovely people into our lives. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above." That's out on the sign out front. We need to count our blessings. The old song says, "Name them one by one." And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Everything we have comes from the Lord. God wants us to feel and be and feel grateful. Have gratitude. And again, we should take our blessings and count them. The most wicked, sinful person is one who thinks he is self-made and fails to recognize that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Again, we think of, and it's a cliche, but we think about the children starving around the world. There'll be more food on our table Thanksgiving than some can eat throughout, you know, a year. Amen? It's amazing. We'll throw away more food than most people can eat. It's just amazing. And I love it. And I think we ought to be, we just need to be thankful for it. Right? I don't think we feel guilty because of it. God's blessed us. Amen. I don't feel guilty when I sit down at the table and eat. I feel blessed. And then I want to thank the Lord for what He's given us. And God has blessed us abundantly. Psalm 103, verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Don't forget the benefits that God has given us. Don't forget. We should never forget. Again, a person can never be genuinely grateful unless he understands that everything that we have belongs to the Lord. We need to count our blessings. Count the benefits that God has given us. Now, salvation is from the Lord. Thank the Lord for salvation. Man, my sins have been forgiven. I've been given a home in heaven. You know, it's unbelievable. The basics of thanksgiving is a recognition, again, that everything comes from the Lord. Ephesians 5:20. And we generally go to these same verses every Thanksgiving. But it's good to be reminded. Ephesians 5:20. The Bible says, "Giving thanks always for some things." No, all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give thanks always. Always. For all things. Whether they be bad things or good things, we need to give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. You know, sometimes God puts us in a situation that we may not like just to see if we'll recognize that He's in control. And at some point say, "Lord, thank You for what You've done for us." And sometimes the hand is stayed when we go to Him and just praise Him and thank Him for what He's done for us, even in the bad times. The good and bad times, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. Again, all things, God works all things together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. It's easy to be thankful when things are going well, when there's money in the bank, when the health is good and when you're wealthy and wise. You struggle when things aren't going well. We need to be thankful for all things. How are we to be thankful? How are we to be thankful? Curtis Hudson once said Curtis Hudson was a fantastic preacher. If you can go on the internet and you can look up and you can watch videos of Curtis Hudson preaching still. He was an amazing preacher, editor of the Soul of the Lord. He said this, "I like a person who's thankful. I don't like a complainer." You know, when you ask somebody, "How are you today?" and they say, "Terrible." He said a preacher once asked a fella, and this is how Brother Curtis Hudson talked. He said, a preacher once asked a fella, he said, "How are you getting along?" His reply was, "Pretty good under the circumstances." And the preacher said, "What are you doing under there?" Shouldn't be under our circumstances. You should be on top of them. Amen? Well, we need to be careful where we allow ourselves to get in. The way we think. Think about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That word thanksgiving means thankfulness. Thankfulness. It means the more you think, the more thankful you'll be. Amen. If you sit down and you begin to think, a lot of counselors, even I do it from time to time, somebody who comes in who's all depressed and down, and I'll say to them, "Hey, make a list. Sit down and make a list. Make a list of the good things. Make a list of the bad things." And I'm telling you, every time, for a Christian, every time, the good list outweighs the bad list. It does, by far. But sometimes we only, you know, we have the blinders and we only see what's going on right now. We forget about what He's done in the past. I told my class that I teach last night out at the school, out Norris, I said to them, you know, it's very easy in ministry and in family to forget the past, the good things of the past, and just to think about what's going on now. In other words, we become unthankful, we become ungrateful because we only, maybe because things are going bad now, but we forget about what God's done for us in the past. Amen. We need to be so careful. We need to be thankful, thinking about what God has done for us. People who are not thankful don't think much. Think about our families. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my wife. My wife works hard around here. Works hard at my house. Works hard with my kids. Works hard with me. Putting up with me. I mean, thank the Lord for my wife. Thank the Lord for my kids. What a blessing they are to me. Thank the Lord for friends. I thank the Lord for my preacher friends. People that I can call. I love on Monday nights, it's out of the school. Brother Johnson teaches the first class, I teach the second class, and Brother Knickerbocker teaches the third class. So when I get there, I get to talk to Brother Johnson for just a few minutes, and just, you know, 5 minutes of talking with him. Just such an encouragement to me to have friends such as that, and to have church friends, church family. What a great, great thing we have. By the way, being thankful also has something to do with letting people know that you're thankful. A lot of times we can be thankful, but we never brag on nobody. Every once in a while, somebody does need a pat on the back. Amen? Yeah, we ought to be that way. We ought to be that way with our kids. We ought to be encouragers with our children. Not always tearing them down. Amen? Grandkids as well, man. Give an encouraging word to them. Courage, thankful. Think of God for your health. And you could be dying tonight. Or you could be dead tonight. Man, we're here, alive and kicking. Amen. Friends, salvation. Boy, if you're not saved tonight, boy, you're missing out. The greatest decision I ever made was to accept Christ as my Savior. The greatest decision I ever made, not only for me, but for my family, was a life surrounded by and in the Lord Jesus Christ. I look out and I have people, I visit with people, I have people, families that I'm working on, and I just see their lives and what a mess they are. And I'm not saying Christians sometimes have messy lives, but man, just to say to them, listen, you just need to let the Lord in your life. The Lord will take care of a lot of these problems. Amen. I'm so thankful for what God has done for me. Thankfulness is thinking about what God has done, being grateful for what God has done. Psalm 104 again says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Are you thankful tonight? Are you thankful? Hope you take some time tomorrow or tonight, just or Thursday, and spend some time with the Lord. And instead of going through your regular prayer list, and I have mine too with all the names and all the things, instead of going through your regular prayer list, make you a new one for that particular day, and just write down everything that you want to pray to the Lord that you're thankful for. Really, you ought to make a list and just pray down it. Pray down it. Lord, thank you for, be specific. Thank you for Caleb. Thank you for Joshua. Thank you for Tanya. Thank you for, you just go down and thank the Lord for some things rather than necessarily coming to Him with all your problems, right? Thank Him. Thank Him for your problems. That'd be a good way to, man, go from the opposite direction sometimes. Thank Him. As you sit down to that meal, and I know you will, but gather a family around and just give some time praying and thanking the Lord for what He's done. And especially around that big turkey, right? Fried turkey. Don't want that oven-cooked turkey anymore. It's dry. You take a turkey and you fry it, get all that grease in there, it's so much better. So much better. I thank the Lord for deep fryers. Amen. Greatest thing about Thanksgiving meal is cranberry sauce. Because you only seem to pull it out once a year, you know, twice a year, you get cranberry sauce. Amen. I could just eat it out of the can. So good. Be thankful. Thankful. Think about what God's done. Think about it. Remember who gave you all the things that you have. Be thankful in all things. Things may be tight for you right now. Things may not be as good as they were last year for you personally. But thank the Lord you still got a job. Thank the Lord you still got a home in which to be warm in tonight. So we get down in the 30s tonight. Thank the Lord. God's so good to us. So good to us. I'm telling you, and I have the same problem right now. We can down our government right now and be very down on it. And I think we rightfully can justify those things we're down on them about. Amen? But we still live in the greatest country on earth. And we ought to be thankful for it. We ought to be thankful. And sometimes we look too much at the negative of our country instead of the positives. And there's still a lot more positives than there are negatives. A ton more positives than there are negatives. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be picked out of America right now and go live anywhere else. Amen? Amen. I want to live right here. Good old United States. Pray for your country. Be thankful for your country. Amen. Anybody like to just give a little testimony? Just maybe stand up and say thank you, Lord, for what He's done for you? Or anybody like that? How many of y'all have ever been in a testimony service before? Raise your hand. How many of y'all have never been in a testimony service? Raise your hand. All right, when I was a kid, at least 3 or 4 times a year, usually more than that, on a Sunday or Wednesday night, preacher would get up. Depending on the preacher, it all was run different. But preacher would stand up and say, all right, it's time to testify. Maybe it's a country thing. I don't know. Maybe city churches don't do it. Of course, every time I do a testimony service here, I have guys come up to me and say, you didn't study, did you? That's not the point. I did study. In fact, I had about 30 more minutes in that message. But it is good to publicly testify and thank the Lord for what He's done. It's good for you. It's good to recognize what the Lord has done. And simply saying, all you'd simply need to do is just stand up and say, thank the Lord for my soul. Thank the Lord for my salvation. Lord, I thank you for my home and family and just whatever you'd like to say. And we did this, like I said, Thursday at the Metro meeting with preachers. And it's an encouraging service if people will get involved. All right? You know, if you just want to say 4 words, stand up and say 4 words. This is for men and women, whatever you'd like to say. Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Amen. I was so thankful after, you know, a little over 9 years and seeing the crowd we had Sunday. I just, man, what a blessing. What a blessing. God's good. Brother Ivy? Amen. 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 Well, we thank Miss Pat for being with you too, to keep you on the straight and narrow. Amen. Brother Ivy has a lot of family that are not saved, and he has a great burden for them. So you pray for Brother Ivy and his family, 18 of them. He wants to see one to the Lord, so you pray about that. Anyone else tonight? Man, we appreciate Brother Summers. Brother Lester? I know it's hard for some of you to hear in the back, but just thanking the Lord for his mom and dad putting him to school. And so in going to school, he went north and met Miss Lassiter. Amen. See, he went up north to meet a Yankee to marry her, get her back down south. Yeah. Amen. He brought her south. Amen. Got here as soon as you could. That's right. That's good. Amen. How did you find out about the church? Yeah, you drove by. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have, they're probably not here tonight, but we have a family who's a member now who came here by accident. They actually drove in and thought they were coming to another church. That was Leland. No. But it's amazing how the Lord directs us, you know, and whether it's driving by. Man. Amen, Brother Forte. We appreciate you and your family. It's been great to see your grandkids getting saved and baptized. And what a blessing, you and Cindy both. Praying for Miss Cindy's foot. Continue being prayed for her as she recovers from foot surgery. Not too fast. Not too fast. And we're getting Brother Jerry more and more into the Texas, you know, the whole thing, getting him immersed in Texas culture. All we need to do now is take some, like, Dallas Cowboy and Texas Ranger pendants and banners and put it on your house or something. All right. Anyone else tonight? Got a few more minutes. Brother Wildman? Amen. Amen. Be in prayer for Morgan. Amen. The little girl is doing so much better now. It's amazing. God's really blessed. We need to keep her on the list, though. Keep praying for her. Appreciate the Wildmans. Amen. And we'll give her. Keep praying. Anyone else? Miss Pat? Appreciate Miss Pat. Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord, for my life. I'm bountiful to see that find a good thing, find a life out of a good thing. And thank you for salvation, of course. That's number one. I am thankful for our country. You know, we went on a cruise and went to have fun, but one thing that stuck out of my mind, we were leaving, we took a tour of the city, and they were living in homes that we wouldn't even put our junk in the shed, you know. And thankful we are very blessed, and sometimes we take those things for granted. And we do have a lot to be thankful for. And I just think about this, too. There's a song called I Have Been Blessed. And one of the verses in it talks about, you know, our different senses. For eyes that can see and hands that can touch. And I remember when I was in Bible conference, you know, that had a friend that had physical issues. And you don't really think about those things. Life would be tough if I couldn't see, or if I couldn't hear, if I was dead. And I thank God today that I can see, and I, you know, I can hear, and I can, you know, I've been blessed physically.
Amen. Anyone else? A couple of minutes with Clark. Amen. Yeah. I'd pray about that one. Amen. We got time for one more. Anybody else? We have a lot to be thankful for. And we are going to miss the Grahams. We love you guys. Amen. Right down front, I saw him testify. Go ahead, Rod. Amen. Amen. You know, King David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him?" You know, what God? Why God would even think about us? But He does. He loves us, and He's concerned for us, and wants that personal relationship with us. All right, let's all stand. We'll have a verse of invitation tonight. Hymn 161, "Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling." Maybe something's been said through the preaching or through a testimony. You just want to come down to the altar and pray this evening. Whatever God's touched your heart about. Hymn 161, "Softly and Tenderly."